I'm not a sleep doctor.
Thanks. Chat room says you can just listen to a week's worth of Big Fatty and that'll do the job too. You know what? Here's the thing, Adam. Here's the thing.
Big Fatty will clean those synapses right up for you.
I listen to Big Fatty. We're talking, of course, about our friend Big Fatty from BigFattyOnline.com. I listen to...
Oh, yes. We'd like to apologize for that reviewer from 5 years ago that said we bring up inside jokes or whatever. Big Fatty has a podcast.
Look, we're doing YouTube videos now. There may be some people that find us that way, whatever. They don't have any idea who Big Fatty... Anyway, so Big Fatty from BigFattyOnline.com. I normally listen to all my podcasts at 1.3 speed, but this past week I had to like do a custom rule for Big Fatty Online and bump it up to 1.6 because, oh my God, make a fucking point. He was just dancing all around a bunch of stuff this week.
I listen to him at double speed, but the thing is, it is a problem because I can understand everything that Fatty is saying at double speed, but the voicemails that he gets, those tend to kind of jumble together at double speed, and because I don't normally hear those people speaking at double speed, mm-hmm. so I'm not used to it. Mm-hmm. So if you call in and leave a voicemail for Fatty, it's likely that I don't understand what the hell you're saying.
Well, you know, last week on this very show...
It's not just ruined... It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh my God, make a fucking point.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3293 of the BFO for Monday the 21st of September 2020. Y'all, coming up from today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I can't be Fatty. You can't talk, and neither can I. Well, it's been Pride 48 weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Lozenges, Big Fatty, you need a lozenge, it's true. Hi, everyone, I hope your Monday's going well. Y'all, here in the U.S. of A, today, Monday, the 21st, y'all, it is the last day of summer, y'all, it's been lovely. Just lovely this weekend, but I'll tell you all about that. But first, I gotta tell you about this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
I got to see y'all this, today, not this weekend, today. Y'all, we have not one, but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all, I hadn't heard from this person in years, I think. I don't even know if he still listens to the little show. But y'all, and I think, I want to say he lives up in New York, but I don't know that 100% for sure. But, y'all, it's none other than that John Kobach. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, he did the cameras. No, that's Kodak. Oh, never mind. So, John, if you're still listening, let Big Fatty know. And, y'all, then our other celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all saw him over the weekend at the Pride 48 Zoom event, y'all, and just one of the nicest people you will ever, ever meet. Y'all, he needs a haircut, though. and y'all, evidently, he experienced an earthquake. Oh, did Vera go out walking? No, but y'all, he is there in the... in the City of Angels, or one of the suburbs, I don't know. y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Nico Martinez. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Nico Martinez. y'all, Yep, I don't know why I'm losing my... Well, I do know why I'm losing my voice, because I've been doing a lot of talking this weekend, and I just finished recording the little fatty cast. But anyway, so y'all, if you see Nico Martinez or John Kobeck on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Like I said, y'all, the last time I talked to you was Thursday night when I recorded the Frightly Little Show. And y'all, I don't really remember everything that was going on. Y'all, I have. Let me just get my, let me get my cellular telephone device. Y'all, I have gotten at least 10,000 steps, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I had 10,000 on two, I say Tuesday also. So y'all, I have been doing plenty of nipple walking, and y'all Thursday night, I watched the Big Brother app and the Love Island, and y'all, I've got to say, it's terribly trashy, but y'all, I am so glad that a certain person was thrown off the island. Yes, Big Daddy, because it just ugh. But anyway, y'all, I think I slept pretty well all of these nights. It doesn't stick out in my mind that I didn't. I'll put it that way. Got up on Friday, and y'all, there was a cool front moving through, and y'all, as the day went on, the breeze started picking up, and y'all, all I could think of was it just y'all, you could taste it. You could taste fall in the air. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of fall, it's the first day of fall here in the U.S. of A., or the Northern Hemisphere, is tomorrow, the 22nd. And y'all, I have decided I'm going to take my Joe and Dallas tally counter, Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar, and start counting the fall and... Halloween-y decorations. So anyway, that'll be. Oh, Big Fatty, that's. Oh yes, I wonder if there'll be a bumper for that. I don't know. y'all, Friday night, Friday at Fatty's, because it was also the Pride 48 Zoom weekend, so y'all, Durwood and Granny and young Nicholas, you know, that's the horror group, we got together, and y'all, everybody was in a good mood. I think it was the weather. I think when the weather is cool, everybody's in a good mood. And y'all, what did we have? We had some chips and dip, and crackers and dip, and the substantial part was, y'all, I had the pizza rolls, gourmet pizza rolls, and I had queso dip, and y'all, we'd take them and dip them in the queso dip. Oh my God, it was so good. And y'all, then, and we were cocktailing it up. And y'all, then, what was I going to say? We had the Pride 48 pink carpet. Y'all, I think we had about 50 people in the Zoom chat room, and people would come and go. So I didn't get a chance to speak to everybody that was there, but I think I got about 98% of the people that were there at one time or another. And y'all, a nice group of friends that we don't oftentimes see together, but y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely. I think everybody had a good time. Y'all, I finally headed to bed about 12:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, let me just put it this way. Durwood came in to say goodbye to me. I said, "Oh, no, you're not driving anywhere." And I pointed to the guest bedroom, and he went in there and passed out. Yes, be pretty. Y'all, and then the next morning, he was just going to sneak out and go home. Well, of course, the alarm went off. He was feeling some pain on Saturday morning. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, Saturday, what did I do on Saturday? I just kind of piddled around, I think. Everybody was coming back. We were going to have the Pride 48, Never Have I Ever, and the Underpants Party. And y'all, Durwood came in. Y'all, he looked like he had been spit roasted and left in the spit. And very vulgar. And y'all, we were all dragging a little bit. Young Nicholas had to work on Saturday, and he came in and we had pizza pie also on Friday night. We ordered it from the Melon Mushroom, and y'all, there were a couple of pieces left. And young Nicholas came in on Saturday, I said, "You've been thinking about that pizza pie all day long." He goes, "I absolutely have." And but we had a lovely little supper, had some steaks on the grill, and French fried potatoes, and Brussels sprouts, and y'all, Granny made this solid. Y'all, it was really quite good, That's what we had, and y'all, the only disappointing thing is that Granny didn't bring the cheesecake, but, it's just sad. But Saturday night, after we ate, Granny and Durwood are just like, "Okay, I got to go home. I got to go home. I just can't stay up." You know, this is at 6:30. So they went home and did their own thing, but young Nicholas stayed, and we did the Never Have I Ever, and we did the Underpants Party until about midnight. Oh, by the way, I think that the thing night went to about 2 a.m. in the morning or sometime like that. But, we shut off the computers around midnight, and there was entirely too much wine consumed, so young Nicholas stayed over. Oh, poor thing, he had to do the walk of shame. Well, no, not really. Then I went out Sunday morning and got my 10,000 steps. Y'all, I'm doing the big circle again. I like doing the big circle. And then I had a little something to make my tummy happy, be honey. And then I was recorded the Little Fatty Cast, and now here I am recording this little show. And y'all, then it's time for all the closing stuff on the Pride 48. We got the $48 pyramid and the bingo, and then the closing show. And so y'all, it's been a very, very busy weekend for Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. I said, y'all, our next census is from Archer, except y'all, he's already done one. So, no, you cannot vote twice. So, we're going to skip over that and go right to Termly Single Tim's Aunt Tim in the baby's arm. Yali lives in the only time zone that matters. He's a listener. Been listening since the beginning of the Ruination. Has heard every episode. Lord help me, he says. His favorite BFO segment? Other. Big Fatty. What changes would you make? He would bring back the memory lane music. He's called the voice letter number. He'd never been to a Pride 48 event and never used a special chair. And the last time he sharted, he says, a lady never tells. She just cleans up and carries on, just like the queen. Big Fatty, does he mean Archer? Y'all, I remember what else I did on Friday. I started watching season six, the final season of the Schitt's Creek, and I'm about four episodes in, I think. And y'all, it really is such a good show, It's just fun, and you know, sometimes just stupid laughs and fun, it just makes it all the better. But anyway, y'all, speaking of stupid laughs and fun, y'all, Princess Hana, she sent me this little kerfuffle, and it's the daughter talking to her little mama.
And the little girl, Big Fatty, I'm going to be the little girl. Big Fatty, that sounds like young Nicholas.
Well, anyway.
When the little girl says...
First of all, the little girl lets out a very long fart. And the mother, oh, good fart, baby.
Mama, fart?
No, ma'am, I do not need to fart. Do you have any more farts?
But my fart is stuck.
Well, baby, if your fart is stuck, why don't you go sit on the pot? And about that time, the daughter shits the floor. It's awful. Awful. Y'all, I'm looking here. I'm looking here. An old Crooked Hat. We're gonna play practice rounds of the pyramid with the contestants and the celebrities, and he sent them the wrong link. So bless his heart. You know, well, yeah, I know he's got a lot on his mind because y'all Mittens. Y'all know Mittens, don't you? Y'all, he was doing some sort of dance behind old Crooked Hat on the Zoom call. But he's got a celebration of exiting the birth canal coming up next Sunday, in fact. So anyway, I'm sure old Crooked Hat's going to worry about it until Saturday afternoon, and then... And then it'll be too late to go out and get something, and there'll be COVID, and he'll get out the crayons. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. And y'all, I just want to say thank you to everybody who was able to make it over for the Pride 48 Zoom weekend. I think everybody that was there had a good time. And, you know, it wasn't what we wanted it to be because, you know, we'd rather have seen you in person. But I think it was a success. And a special thanks to The Suits and Veritable Virgo, his social messaging and all that. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard those kids from over there at the Mixed Up Minus. And Daniel Biba, what did you think of today's little show?
Oh my God, make a fucking point.
Oh, I think maybe I didn't know.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.